is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on Ye Old Davin's Den. We will do some scamming scammers. When we last left off, it was an eventful week for fake Davin and his girlfriend, Carolyn Fuchs, not to be confused with Carolyn Fox. They got engaged because fake Davin had invited Carolyn to Atlantis in the Bahamas. They got engaged, and then they broke up, and this was all on Instagram. And fake Davin wanted nothing more to do with Carolyn wanted nothing more to do with fake Davin. Kind of devastating.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. But fake Davin took it in stride. You know, he's like, all right, well, you know what? You know, it's fine. You were a useful engine. You created a bit and everything. It was all beautiful.
Yes.
But then I reached out to her on the other platform, which is Hangouts, on December 15th, and I said, how are you? So the question was, is it over between Carolyn and fake Davin, or does it continue? You guys seem to think it was going to continue, correct?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I think that there is another person on Hangout that is not aware of the breakup, so I'm dying to find out.
Yeah, right. Now, okay, yeah, that jogged my memory, yeah. The contention, I don't know if you're with me, the contention is that because Macy's doesn't talk to Gimbals, you're going to be getting a totally different perspective when you go on to Hangout.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
December 16th, on Instagram, we continue. On Instagram, so this is still the platform that we broke up on, she goes, it's past. I guess meaning the relationship and everything. I go, well, it isn't that past. We just planned a trip that you were looking forward to. We had even discussed marriage. She goes, I know. Since it never happened, it's past now, right? I go, well, technically, just weird how it went from planning a future and you looking forward to me spoiling you in the Bahamas to fantastic, this is over. Kind of like you were two people. She goes, whatever, Davin. I just felt this shit with you ain't worth it. Had a second thought. Wow. That is, as Joe likes to say, now put yourself in the place of somebody actually going through this in a relationship. I mean, wow.
Right. Yeah.
I go, shit with me? Well, I go, well, we all have jobs to do. I just happen to be really good at mine.
You said that to her?
I said that to her.
That's great. What'd she say?
She goes, yeah, thanks for everything. I go, no, thank you. I know you didn't get what you wanted, but that was just impossible. So we continue on the 17th on Instagram. She goes, do you have any more things to say? I go. Do you want a mixtape? Do you know what a mixtape is, Boo? She goes, yeah, I do. I go, do you ever feel like sometimes that was the best way to say it all? She goes, whatever.
Wow, she's really done.
She really is. I go, wow, why so cold? She goes, because you made me feel so. I go. I'm sorry. That was not my intention ever. She goes, it's fine. I've moved on. I go, you were with someone else?
So already.
Now, I am monitoring her Instagram page. And at this point, I am seeing interactions on this page with somebody who I'm concerned about. I'm seeing him say, like, very nice things. And I'm seeing, like, her, like, loving things and everything. Like, I'm starting to see some, like, relationship type of forming over here. Which could explain why fake Davin is on the outs. But it also means, as my job as a scam buster, I might have to intervene here. Because I know this person's up to no good. So some things are starting to take form over there. So on December 17th, remember, on the 15th, I asked her on Hangouts, how are you? On December 17th, she responds to me on Hangouts, I'm good. I go, what have you been up to, boo? This sounds like a different person. As Joe said before, I don't think the two business owners are having conversations over here.
Right.
So this is Gimbals.
Now, you have to remember, a lot of times when this is happening, I was talking to both at the same time. I can't do that here. I'm just going from platform to platform. But, you know, so it seems to me like, all right, well, you know, one of them might be done with me, but maybe we'll continue with this other one. So that's on Hangouts. Back to Instagram. December 18th. She goes, So I had asked her, are you with someone else? She goes, well, why would you say that? I go, because you say you moved on. Apparently, at some point, I did something to make you feel insignificant and unimportant. I was unaware. If I did not hold you close to my heart, I would not have asked you to come away with me on a trip where I was going to spoil you and show you how I feel. There were times you hurt me and you asked me to forget and start over. I did that. I'm asking you to give me the same opportunity when we are good together. You did not deny being with someone new. How long has that been going on? So,
wow. She says it is over. She's obviously so sick of you. And you know what I'm holding right now?
What?
Fake Davin's gigantic balls.
Yes, you are.
because
I could write this one off and continue on the other platform, but that's not the bit. Now I'm in the position I got to keep this going a little bit longer. Plus, you know, I'm starting to do some research. Now what I've done is I did another image search of this person. I did one when they first messaged me in July. I did another image search on this person, and now I find out who the real person is. It is somebody who trades in Forex. It is someone who's done modeling and everything. And now her pictures are all over the internet. People have stolen her profile, some pretending to be her, some like Carolyn, you know, using a completely different name. So on December 22nd, I send the real person the following message. Romance scammer pretending to be you asking for money. And I send her some links. I also say, if you need proof, I can send you screenshots. You can get it shut down, most likely. So now I'm getting more into the scam busting aspect of this.
Right.
Now I have to go to December 23rd on Hangouts. So just bear with me. If you guys want to talk about what you've heard so far, feel free.
Right.
You know, I forgot to mention to you before, and I have to look more into it, but Joe, you were working out your accident situation. I was talking about how I did a deep dive into YouTube, and I've been watching this guy who calls himself Bald and Bankrupt, and he's a travel vlogger. And he's very interesting. He goes to interesting places. I like his way, his style, you know. I like his personality when he does these things.
Right.
But one of the things that was mentioned in one of the articles I just started reading before we doing show prep was that he also had some dealings with a scammer. So I want to look more into this guy and find out what he did. What did he come across? Maybe try to find the video where that came up, because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more to him. He has a pretty big following, and I want to see, you know, if there's any tie-in, like what did he experience?
All right.
So
All right.
Very good. You keep us informed on that. Maybe we can do a crossover show from Chechnya together. So
you never know.
So on the 17th, I asked her, what have you been up to, boo? On December 23rd, she goes, missing you. So it is now clear that they are not working together.
Hilarious.
I go, really? Where have you been? So now, so that's December 23rd on Hangouts. So now we clearly have two different people that are not communicating again. One who's done with me, one who still misses me. So this is very exciting.
Right.
We move to December 28th to Instagram, back to the other platform. She goes, what the fuck do you think you are now? You dictate for me who to follow, or you question my decisions? This is not missing. This is not missing you. This is somebody who's very upset with me.
Yeah, this is pissed with you.
This is pissed with me. Yes.
Yeah.
I go. What are you talking about? She goes, forget it. I go, babe. I don't want to forget it. I honestly do not know what you're talking about. I wanted you to give me the second chance I gave you, but you did not answer, and now you are mad at me. She goes, I just replied to your previous message. I go, you said you were over me. You really have no more feelings for me? She goes, yeah. This is going to be an uphill climb, kids. This is going to be a struggle. Am I going to be...
On this page it is. You're still welcome at open arms on Hangout.
Yeah.
I go, did you ever love me? Now I'm the spurned lover. We've all seen that person. At least I've been there. It's over. But did you ever have, if so, how could you treat me so bad? So
cruel? Oh, God. Yeah. The memory is smart.
Did you ever love me? She goes, I did, but not anymore. Oh, the dagger.
Ow.
Joe?
Wait a minute.
Joe?
Where's my...
Joe, pass
my corkscrew.
Yeah, Joe, pass me the zoom. Pass me the zoom rifle. I want to blow my brains out now.
Yeah, the corkscrew to the heart.
Oh, she goes. I did not, but not anymore. I go. I guess you fell in love quickly and out of love quickly. Just odd how everything was going well and we were looking forward to this trip, and it all shut off like a light switch. Are you with someone else? Again, I have my suspicions. She goes, nope. I go, so do we stay friends? Do you want nothing to do with me? I promised you long ago I would always be Team Carolyn and be there for you. I keep my promises. She goes, maybe. So we go to...
Wow, that's the ringing endorsement one wants to hear when they're spurned.
Yes. So now we go to Hangouts. I ask her how I've been. So now we go to New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2019. I go, Happy New Year. Wish you made the trip. How goes it? She goes, Happy New Year. I go, Happy New Year to you. I go, what have you been up to? She goes, I'm busy now, babe, in the middle of a briefing. I go, So that's that.
Please fuck you.
What?
Yes.
Please fuck you.
No, it's very different. It's very different.
Very.
You think?
Yeah. Now on the other platform on Instagram, I go, Happy New Year, Carolyn. I hope 2020 gives you everything you want. On New Year's Day, January 1st on Instagram, she goes, may this new year bring you much joy and fun. May you find peace, love, and success. Sending my heartiest New Year wish for you. I go, thank you. She goes, you are welcome. Well, this is a much better turn.
Much nicer.
I go, did you do anything cool for New Year's Eve? She goes, it was awesome here. I go, excellent. I go, I had a good time too. What did you do that made it awesome? She goes, I was in a party. I go, nice. Did you get blitzed, LOL? This place is insane at Christmas and New Year's Eve. They want me back next year, but I haven't decided. That would be 3 out of 4 years if I do it. This is Atlantis, by the way. Instagram, January 2nd. She goes, good for you. I go, I know you always are moving and shaking. What are your big plans for 2020? And now we take a pause in the action. Now we do something completely different. We go to Instagram. Let me pull this up. Bear with me. What I am doing here.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. If you see me ducking my head back, I'm still on cat box patrol to see if my cat is pooing successfully.
Godspeed, sir.
I know. Now I'm
logging in.
All right.
So now I'm the creep that
in.
Monitors monster like to make sure that there's a plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
So now we go to January 2nd, and one of my alter egos is JV. So now I am posing as JV to warn the person that I think is involved with this scammer.
Oh, excellent.
So this is the conversation you will hear. I go,
I wish I had popcorn.
You have cat turds. I can't offer you anything else.
Not quite the same. Please continue.
All right. I will. So I go. So this is me to him. I go, "Hi, Mateo. You don't know me, and unfortunately, I'm about to share some bad news with you. The girl you are interested in, Carolyn Fuchs, is not real. There is no Carolyn Fuchs. The girl in the picture is the woman living in the UK called Shabs Fazel. You can search her on Google. If you look on her Facebook page and type in, and then I give that, you will see a page that appears to be her. How do we know? Because her family member liked posts and has unique family photos with Shabs. Also, on the page, you will see multiple videos that Shabs posted. Notice she calls herself Shabs in them. She also works for a different Forex company and everything FX, not GoFXInvest.com, which is what Carolyn claimed. What? Pip is now fanning the air. I'm guessing mission accomplished over there. What is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what just came out of my cat, but it's not pleasant.
Because it's shit, Pip. It's shit. That's what came out.
Pip is armed with deodorant. Pip is spring.
Good Lord.
And now,
you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, well, you got your wish, and it's shit.
Oh, it's shit. I love shit this time of year. I'll continue as Pip gags. Choke on it, bitch. That's what the cats say. Choke on it, you wench. You want to watch me take a shit? Now taste it. Taste my turds.
I know. Damn. I did. I know.
Miss Nosy. Oh, let's see if I'm pooping. Can you tell now? Can you smell me now? Good for you.
Can you smell me now? Yes. Yes, Kitty, I can. You're a healthy little shitter, aren't you?
Yes. Now, so I go, because her family liked posts and has unique family photos with her. Also on the page, you will see multiple videos that she posted. Notice she calls herself Shabs in them. She also works, and I tell the company she works for. In fact, GoFX Invest is a scam. If you go to their website, you will notice they list no address or phone number. That is a red flag. Shabs has a lot of social media. Some are her, and others are people pretending to be her. You will see the real Shabs as a presenter and model, and then I give him a website. If you have spoken to Carolyn, you will notice the voice is different than Shab's. We are inclined to believe that you are DMing with a man. The woman is part of the team and not always available. Carolyn will not video chat with you. So he responds. So he goes, "Thank you for the information." I go, "This person is a criminal. They have stolen Fazel's identity and are trying to victimize you in a romance scam and a Forex scam. We have more evidence, but as this is ongoing matter, we can't divulge it now. We are very sorry for this, but we felt it best to make you aware in the hopes that you do not send money. She will eventually ask." He says, "Thank you so much. Our advice is to..."
Oh, good.
"Our advice is to..." Yeah, it doesn't always turn out this way. It's sometimes like, fuck you. Which is why I don't use my real profile. "Our advice is to block the Fuchs profile. When in doubt, always do a Google image search of the person you are dealing with. You're welcome. If you have questions, feel free to ask. We know this is hard. We know this is a surprise. We have years of experience fighting scammers and helping those who've been scammed. May we ask if you have sent Fuchs money?" I have not sent money. Thank God. I go, "Excellent. We are thrilled to hear that. Is it possible you could answer a few questions about your interactions with Fuchs?" I'm trying to learn more about this scammer. We use this information we gather to educate the public and learn how these scammer syndicates are evolving. We have people who have interacted with her, but the more information we have, the easier it is to educate and warn more of her potential victims. Thank you." He goes, "Thank you too." I go, "It's our pleasure. We aim to put them out of business. Did she approach you? Did she approach initially under the guise of investing with her? She asked me to work with her, but I refused." That was the same thing. I go, "She wanted you to work with her at GoFX Invest?" He goes, "Yes." So she's using the same fake company. I go, "How did, quote, she react?" "I refused, and she said she could help me learn." I go, "Did you agree to have her teach you?" She goes, "No, never accepted." I go, "She obviously maintained contact. How long from the initial contact until she turned it romantic?" "Always been romantic from the start." So that's a different approach than the one she took with Meg.
Yeah, because she waited a while before she turned it lovey-dovey. She was all business at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess she found that wasn't the best way to go.
Yeah. She's like, "You know what? Let me come on strong at both barrels and see which one hits."
By the way, I'm a little hurt here. She seems to be two-timing fake Davin. I don't like this at all.
Yes, she is.
I mean, listen, if we can't have respect between a scam buster and a scammer, you know, mutual respect and understanding, where does that leave us, kids?
Very underhanded. Very disappointed.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to trust again. Anyway, I go, did it evolve to the dating stage? She goes, yes. However, I understood that he was not a real person, so I was always afraid, and I would never have accepted that he came to an appointment. I go, so how long was the relationship? Trying to get a handle on how many people they can occupy at once. We know Fuchs has been, quote, involved with other people the past several months. What type of appointment? So you were always suspicious. We feel that multiple people use that profile in attempts to scam people. And this goes back to they can't keep their story straight. She goes, this relationship started recently, but I didn't care much. Who wanted to come and see me? I think she wanted to come and see me, but I always suspected about her. I always thought it was a fake profile. I never went further. I don't even speak English. I try to help myself with the translator so you can understand that it was also difficult for me to understand what he really wanted. But thanks to you, I understood that as a fake profile. I don't even want to know about that girl anymore. So this person always had suspicions, but I've proven them out. So it's a good thing that I intervened when I did.
Yeah.
Right.
I go, I understand your approach of cutting ties is the smart one. Unfortunately, some people do not, and it gets worse. Did Fuchs ever ask for money? Judging by our interactions with Fuchs, we feel the person is from Western Africa, though we are not positive. And your English with translator is quite good. She goes, she asked me if I had a credit card, but I replied that I didn't have it, and even if I had a credit card, I would not have given it. But you would be a policeman? I think she's asking if I'm a policeman. So, remember, she wanted the credit card for me, too. That wasn't the initial tact. You know, first she wanted some money for some phones and whatnot, but she asked for the credit card. So we're seeing that this is consistent. I go, Fuchs has tried that tactic before. I go, I'm not the police. We are just the people that try and help people and harm scammers, though we do work with the police and military in an unofficial capacity. What was the reason Fuchs wanted your credit card? We've heard of work-related and buying Fuchs personal things so far. She goes, yes, for the same reason. So as we often point to, they got their script and I fuck up their script. But this is their plan here. I go, consistency. I go, did they try and get you to move to another platform like Hangout or WhatsApp? Hangout. So again, this is what they're doing. I go, did you move there? If so, did it ever feel like you were talking to multiple people before? Now we're really getting into this shit.
Right.
She goes, yes, but I noticed that another person was writing on Hangout. So even this guy, who doesn't have the experience that we have, is going, yeah, this doesn't fucking seem right. So they're not very good at this.
Yeah. Wow, they notice that they're two different people. I wonder why he continued. Did you ask that?
Well, let's see where it goes. I don't remember.
Okay.
I go, we got the same report as your experience, though at times it felt like the Hangout would go on Instagram for a bit when necessary. Did you experience that? She goes, she wrote me on Instagram at the same time on Hangout, and from that moment, I understood that something was wrong. So because they couldn't coordinate, the two of them are fucking typing at the same time. Very, very bad. I go, do you ever have an audio conversation with the girl? She goes, in the sense that she wrote me both on Instagram and on Hangout, I never received audio. I go, we got reports of a female, but the audio contact was very infrequent. Requests for video were always denied by them, of course. Did you ask for video? Also, always ask for video when someone approaches like Fuchs did. In this day and age, a real person can do that very easily. A scammer can't, obviously. By the way, the information you are providing is invaluable. You are a hero of sorts. Thank you. He goes, I only asked if I could make a video call to see if it was really her, but she was not seen in the video call and did not even speak and lasted about 2 seconds. I go, did she blame a bad connection? No, the connection was excellent, but in the video call, his face did not come out, only a character without a photo. They fucked up. I go. We had people make multiple attempts, all were unsuccessful. We got reports of audio calls using Instagram and recorded messages. What did Fuchs say after that video? Did Fuchs seem offended that you did not trust her? He goes, that I was hiding and that it was dark, I was in the car, and he didn't see me well. So putting the blame on you that Fuchs could not be seen. Did Fuchs and you get together in the beginning of December? Remember, this is when things start going tits up with her and me. She goes, she told me why I didn't trust her and told me that some time ago they had blocked her or hacked her. She was angry, but I was already angry because she provoked me. Yes, at the beginning of December. So my spidey senses were correct.
She was moving on with somebody else, and that's why she wasn't trying as hard with you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, that's a problem. I need my attention. I go, so there was tension. That makes sense. Fortunately, you often had a nagging feeling that there was something wrong. I take it Fuchs had no idea how suspicious you were. She goes, she wrote that he didn't want to make it easy for me to get into his pants and that I would have liked it anyway. So using the old sex card here. She knows very well that I was always suspicious of her and that she couldn't fool me. I go, did you leave a final message for Fuchs or did you just block the account? She goes, just blocked it, although I would like to show it when it is fake. What do you mean show it? She goes, let him know that he's called differently, that he should only be ashamed. I go, they have no shame. This is their job. They call people. They scam clients. They sell them and trade them. You have wasted a month of their time and picked up some knowledge. You came out the winner. We waste months and years of their time. We drive them crazy. It pleases us to no end. Thanks to you, and I came out the winner. I go, and thanks to you, hopefully, we can make more of us winners, make them lose some more. We appreciate your openness time. We may have questions in the future. If you have questions or meet someone new you have an odd feeling about, you can reach us here. We hope you have a wonderful 2020. She goes, thanks. He goes, thanks. If I have suspicion, I will notify you. I tell him about Google Images. Couldn't find it. I go, yeah, our first attempt was unsuccessful. Fortunately, we know also to look for at GoFX Invest to admit to many things that revealed they were not legit. We have years of experience, but our intuition served you. But your intuition served you well. All right, thanks again. Because playing with a person's feelings is not beautiful. I tell him people have killed themselves. Luckily, he goes, luckily, I've never believed in this fake love. I also played to see where he wanted to go, and my hunch was right. I go, you did good. Sometimes listening to the brain is not wrong. I said, that's right, blah, blah. All right, so that's the gist of it. What do you think?
Wow. Well, I think it's really great that you got, or, you know, your alter ego got in touch with the guy who was her next victim because, you know, he's saying that he was on top of it and he was noticing something was wrong, but something led him to continue interacting with her even though he felt that things were suspicious. So I think, I mean, who knows? Maybe out of boredom, maybe out of curiosity, he continued to talk to her, but a little bit of me feels like maybe he wasn't as sure about this as he is portraying to you because he's trying to save face. And it's a good thing that you got in touch and said, you know, this is a scammer and here's the proof and, you know, watch yourself, don't send money. Because something just rings wrong to me about the fact that he was still hanging it in even though he has suspicions. Why would you? You know, so it's a good thing you warned him.
That's a good pickup. Joe, any thoughts?
Yeah, it just seems that, you know, you have a relationship with somebody and you go through all these events in this relationship, and it just turns out when you discuss it with somebody else, they're going through the same thing, just a whole cookie-cutter relationship that they have. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. They.
There's no magic moments between you and her. I mean, it's just part of the whole cookie-cutter experience.
Whoa. I was with you up until that. How dare you? No magic moments? You know what? Fuck you. I had magic moments on Hangouts and Instagram. How dare you?
I feel like I just logged on to Instagram. Maybe I'll go on Hangouts and get a different version of you.
Magic moments. You know what? We shared many an emoji, motherfucker. There was magic moments. How dare you? We were married. We were engaged, for God's sakes, and she was my Instagram wife. Magic moments. He doesn't get us, Pip. He doesn't get us. Oh, we lost Pip's audio. Okay. So Pip's phone is no longer working. Joe, are you there? Joe? Nobody's there. All right. Well, this is where I'm going to end the show then, because I'm not calling them back. I know. You can't hear me. I'm not calling. I'm going to end the show. That's what I'm going to do. So I want to thank all you guys for I know. I'm just ending the show. I'm ending the show. Good night. I'm just going to end. It's late. So Joe and Pip are still there in video, but the phone died because Pip's got a piece of shit phone. What do you want me to tell you? But we'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for his continued support. Like to thank that. Also, Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your family and friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live experience to you in the comfort of your own home. We have a very special Valentine's Day show coming up. We encourage you to get tickets for that. You go to laughathomecomedy.com. one price for the device. It's cool. You can have a group of people watch. Be fun, because most people aren't going out this year on Valentine's Day. You don't even have to have a significant other. I'll be hosting it. Kevin Israel, Sandy Ellers, John Ivorone. It's going to be a good time. Make sure you go laughathomecomedy.com. Want everybody to have a nice week. Stay healthy and everything. We will see you guys back here next Tuesday. If you like us, tell a friend.
I can hear you.
Oh, now you can hear me. Look at that. I don't know what. Yeah. This, I don't know. Your phone's for cocked. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching. We will see you next week, and let's all hope Joe can stay out of car accidents.